Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico health officials on Tuesday announced over 1,100 new COVID-19 cases in the state. The Department of Health also reported 12 additional deaths related to COVID-19 in New Mexico. 11 were recent. The number of deaths of New Mexico residents related to COVID-19 is over 5,300. As of Tuesday, there were 633 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. Authorities are pursuing new leads on possible sources of live ammunition involved in actor Alec Baldwin's fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the New Mexico set of a Western movie in the northern part of the state. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday searched the premises of an Albuquerque-based firearms and ammunition supplier to the film Rust. The supplier says he may know where live rounds came from, describing ammunition he received from a friend in the past that has been assembled from parts. People around the world have reacted to actions surrounding Peng Shuai, the star tennis player who went missing after accusing a top Chinese official of sexual assault. Commentator Peter Goodman shares his thoughts on what we should take away from this case.
Peng Shuai is a top professional tennis player from the People's Republic of China. Suddenly, even non-fans wonder how she is. Peng said this month that a high government official sexually assaulted her. In minutes, that tweet on Weibo disappeared. So did Peng. Worried friends and tennis officials reached out. No response. State-controlled media aired unconvincing videos of Peng and said she wanted to spend family time and people should respect her privacy. An International Olympic Committee official says he talked to Peng by video and she's fine. But the IOC just wants the Winter Olympics to be marvelous. In Beijing. You do the math. A former U.S. president and a former New York governor wish they could so easily disappear harassed women and silence those pesky reporters. Peng is being re-educated. So are thousands of Uyghurs and Tibetans, in conditions far worse than what Peng is probably experiencing. You can't dissent. You're better off if you're Han, not some lesser ethnicity. Whether from racism or some misguided view of communism and religion, the PRC is destroying the ethnic culture and religions of Tibetans, Uyghurs, and other minorities, re-educating them in camps. Peng and the others matter. Maybe our country shouldn't help the PRC use the Olympics to glorify itself. Is business as usual appropriate here? These are tough issues. If we had boycotted the 1936 Berlin Olympics, we'd never have seen film of Jesse Owens leaving Aryans in his dust. Peng reminds us how different China is from us, and how similar. We, too, are still battling to outgrow racism and sexism. We laugh at how ludicrous the Chinese government's lies sound, but you can get away with a lot if you've silenced independent journalism. Here, it's different, but we just had a president who rarely deigned to make his lies plausible and who largely got away with absurd falsehoods and silenced critics when possible. On January 6th and since, in state capitals around our nation, our democracy has been under attack. Some Republicans believe, just as some Chinese officials believe in their party, that they're doing the right thing by limiting citizens' participation in democracy. But democracy is critical. Yeah, it's already limited by the Electoral College, corruption, gerrymandering, and voter suppression, and money in politics. But it still matters. Without it, we are China. We can't let even our side toss democracy away for short-term partisan gain. Let's speak up about PRC repression and racism, but keep working not only to save our democracy, but to strengthen it.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.